You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't know. We're having a hard time. We're getting so many really good messages. We're having a hard time sifting through. But a couple of them here, Jeremy. We'll do a couple here. And listeners can call in and comment on one or both of these.
Okay.
They both have to do with trick-or-treating. Let's read Viv's first. V-I-V. Vivian, maybe?
Okay.
Vivaldi?
Violin?
I heard you talking about trick-or-treaters. I wanted to point out that older teenagers going around and getting candy is ridiculous. Yeah, we were talking about that. Was that yesterday, day before? We were talking about older teenagers trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Viv says, I have a rule at my house that only kids 12 and under get anything. I put a sign up in the yard that says, if you're over 12, I'm sorry, but the other houses probably have candy for you. Otherwise, I'll have hundreds of older kids grabbing the candy that's meant for little kids. Can you help spread the word about this so we can get back to some sort of sanity? Thank you, Viv.
No, Viv, well, we can't. No. That sign is going to work just as well as your sign that says no solicitors that still come up and ring the doorbell.
Well, she says she's been doing this for a while.
She, like, carding kids, or does she...
Is it the honor system, maybe?
I guess it's the honor system. It sounds like she might be putting just, like, a bucket out with candy, and then kids come up and grab it. So
I don't know.
Is she standing at the window monitoring things and then runs out?
So apparently what I'm gathering from the adjectives falling out of your mouth here is that you believe that older kids are just fine trick-or-treating.
It's gonna happen. Yeah, it's fine. Give them a couple pieces of candy. Make things right with the older kids so you don't wake up the next morning to spray-painted garage doors and toilet paper everywhere and
a bag of poop burning in the middle of your yard. That way, just to not getting a piece of 32-cent candy?
Yes, sure, yeah. Teenagers, man, they go crazy, Dom. Come outside and your car will be upside down because they didn't get their Laffy Taffy. But again, I mean, quit stressing so much. It's one night out of the year, and it's a couple, you know, fun-sized peanut butter cups. Is it really worth this much anxiety and anger over a few older kids coming by and grabbing them?
Well, that's one of the things that stood out to me with her letter because, you know, when I lived over there off of Parker Road, remember I used to talk about how that I never got trick-or-treaters ever, ever, ever. And she, her line in here says, otherwise I'll have hundreds of older kids grabbing the candy that's meant for little kids. She gets that many trick-or-treaters?
She might. I mean, like, I know in our neighborhood, we get, God, last year was hundreds of kids. We had a ton of kids last year.
My goodness.
So, well, okay, so you just go buy another $3 bag of candy, Viv. Come on. At least they're out having fun getting candy, and they're not, you know.
I mean, the candy can get expensive.
Smoking the pot weed.
Especially around... Hell, I don't know. I don't know. That's when it's on sale. Let me ask you this. Other than putting up a sign, blah, blah, blah. Just regardless of that, how old do you think the oldest should be? Yeah. What cutoff age should there
27
be?
27 years old. No, I think if you're old enough to drive, you probably shouldn't be out trick-or-treating. So let's say 16.
Okay. Well, that leads to our next note, which is from Jennifer. Boys, and by the way, phones are open on all of this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Jennifer says, boys, what is your position on adults trick-or-treating? My husband and I are in our late 40s. Our kids are off at college, and I thought it might be fun to dress up and go door-to-door trick-or-treating. My husband is not sure, but I wanted to know if other adults do this.
See, that's pretty darn cute. That's kind of fun. That's just kind of one of those things that you would do in your relationship to kind of, you know... Keep the spark alive, keep the romance, spice things up a little bit. And I kind of like that.
I do. I kind of do, too.
You're empty nesters, you know, you got nothing else going on.
But let's say your doorbell rings and you've got the adults from down the street. No kids, just adults. And they're like, hey, trick or treat, huh? And you laugh, ha, 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 and you put candy in.
Yeah.
And 45 seconds later, the doorbell rings. It's more adults without kids from down the street. Hey, give me your candy.
I'd be like, this is fantastic. What is happening right now? I would love it.
And then, you know, 2 minutes later, the doorbell rings and it's more adults. Because
like, is this some sort of swinger thing? That's what I'd be thinking.
Because Jennifer's point... It's funny when there's one... It's always funny when one thing is different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When everybody does it, is it still
funny? But again, it's not going to be everybody. It's not going to be all adults.
But why not?
Because it's just not. It's just not. This will be a very rare occurrence. I remember when we used to be in our old neighborhood and we would take the kids around trick-or-treating, the adults answering the door would actually toss the adults a beer. And that was always a good time. Mm-hmm. We'd have our bag and you'd,
beer, man.
And you'd, you know, toss them a beer.
Because I would have to say I disagree with you that, you know, oh, it's not going to happen. There'll just be one.
You thinking this is going to catch on?
Because in 2021, you post 3 or 4 TikTok or Instagram or whatever of adults doing this, goes viral. Next year, 20 million adults will be doing it. I'm telling you, it takes one time something going viral of somebody seeing it, and then everybody rushes to do it.
Then it's like, well, then that's great. It's one night to be goofy. You're a goofy adult.
I'm not saying one way or the other whether I think it's good or bad. I'm
just saying I love it. I will say I love it.
It's going to be a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody will be trying to one-up each other on costumes and what they're handing out.
Do you want to quickly take calls?
I do. Phones are exploding.
Or go to break first.
You want to do a couple? Well, we can go to break if everybody can hang tight.
Christina, Sarah, Allison, Nate. I don't know who's on line 5.
I don't know.
We'll do that at around 8:30 this morning. Right now, we're dealing with a couple of messages we got from listeners. They both involve ages for trick-or-treaters. Viv is saying she thinks there should be a cutoff. She will not give candy to kids who are over 12. That's Viv. And then Jennifer said that she's thinking she and her husband, empty nesters now, should dress up and go out door-to-door trick-or-treating.
It's pretty cute. Be some good laughs.
We're going to deal with both of these, and the lines are full. Thanks to everyone who held through the break. Hi, Christina. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think about this?
I don't think there should be an age limit on trick-or-treaters. I know at our house, like, my youngest is turning 15 this year, and he dresses up with my grandkids and goes trick-or-treating every year.
So, he's making an effort.
And, like, this year my granddaughter wants him to dress up as Big Stitch and she's going to be Little Stitch. And so they're doing, like, themes together. When they go to the door and the people give the grandkids candy and then snuff my son, you know, it makes him feel bad. And he's enjoying the holiday with the littles and being appropriate.
Yeah.
I like that he's
actually dressing up and making an effort. I mean, that makes it better when you're handing out the candy. Because I've had teenagers show up with, like, you know, just a mask on or whatever. The really lame, lazy costume.
Or nothing.
And you're like, really? Like, there's no effort here.
That. Christina, thank you for that call. We appreciate you sounding off. Here's Sarah. Sarah, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, I just think that if teenagers are going to come to my door, you better believe I'm handing out candy. I don't think there should be an age limit. I mean, childhood is short enough as it is. I 100% disagree on that lady that's putting an age limit. Shame on her.
Cavities for everybody, Sarah.
Shame on her.
Hey, Sarah, what
expression.
Are you handing out this year? Oh, you put her on hold. What are you handing out this year?
Mixture of chocolate candy. So, you know, the Snickers, the Kit Kat, the Twix.
Zero creativity.
She's the good creativity.
All right, Sarah.
But yes, any teenagers come down to the Green Mountain area, we'll be handing out candy.
All right. You got it.
Good for you. Sarah, thank you for that call. We appreciate your time. Here's Nate. Nate, what do you think? Should there be an age limit?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, the more I sat here on hold, I was thinking there should be an age limit. But, you know, if you put the time into a costume or something, you might as well get the candy, right?
Yes, well, you should.
If you were going to put an age limit, what would you say?
I mean, yeah, 16 or something. But, you know, if you spend the month building a cool costume and you show up, I'm not going to check your ID or anything.
It's just a weird, it's some sort of weird power trip these homeowners have that are like, nope, not today, kids. No candy for you. It's just a weird,
you know,
it's a power trip.
On the side of being an adult, you know, like, I don't know, I might want to go out and dress up, not necessarily get candy, but, you know, if I want to scare some kids or something, it's Halloween, like, you know, dress up in something cool.
There's Nate,
and
Ooga Booga.
Or whatever.
What are you handing out this year, Nate?
Oh, I'm doing the full-size candy bars this year.
Ooh, you're one of those, huh?
Another good house.
Oh, you know, yep. I try to get the neighborhood kids out.
You know, it sounds like Dom and Jeremy listeners are like the primo people.
What does that cost you to do that?
Yeah.
You know, you go to Costco and you can get a couple boxes. And, you know, if you're handing one bar at a time rather than a handful of candy, mm-hmm. it's about the same.
Okay.
That's probably true.
Good
That's
to
probably
know.
True. Nate, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Here comes Allison. Hello, Allison. Welcome.
Hi.
So what do you think? Should there be an age limit?
Oh, gosh, no. After the last couple of years we've all had, I think if a little bit of candy is going to make your day better, then why not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
That's a good attitude to have.
What are you handing out, Allison?
We found those old caramel apple suckers. We got a bunch of those.
Those will wreak havoc on your teeth.
Not my problem. That's their parents' problem.
I like you. I like you a lot. You're all like, not my problem. Not my problem. Not my problem.
Have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Allison.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. She's honest.
Yeah, that's right. I love that.
Time for one more. It's Steph. Good morning, Steph. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Super.
It's been a terrific day so far. The calls have been exceptional. What do you think about this age limit thing?
Yeah, I agree that there shouldn't be one. If you're going to get out there and put a costume on and go have some fun, then absolutely. And for the person who thinks that there should be an age limit, you know what I do? I'll administer the candy, right? I'll give the little kids a little bit more, maybe the older ones not so much. But if there's adults out there, I'll hand out the small bottles of alcohol. You know, they're out there having fun. They're bringing their kids up. They dress up.
Some shooters.
You know, absolutely.
Some little shooters. Little just don't mix that up and accidentally drop a shooter in a kid's bag.
No.
Because you'll have the police showing up.
Now, paying, if I have to play devil's advocate here, I think the notion of more candy for the little kids is backwards. Because you've got these tiny little four-year-olds and they're... stomachs are so they're tiny, whereas you've got the big 15-year-olds who need more candy than the little. So maybe we've got this turned on its head.
But maybe those are the older brothers and sisters of the littles, and you know what's going to happen when they get home, right? They're going to trade candy anyway, and they're going to probably take
true,
it.
True.
So.
What are you handing out this year, Steph?
Oh, I'm doing the Hershey mixture and the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, those are the best.
I tell you, our listeners are the best.
I love those.
You guys are the best. Thanks so much. I've been dying to call in for the Boys Against the Girls, but I'm always driving and I'm super nervous. So
we're doing it again tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Why don't you play tomorrow?
All right.
You wanna play?
I'll try.
No, hold on. We'll just put you on hold and get your phone number. We'll call you.
All right, cool.
You wanna play?
But will you answer your phone tomorrow?
Are you gonna chicken out?
No, I won't chicken out. I'll be working, but as long as I'm not in I can sneak out. I'll sneak out.
Because I will say the last two people that we've set this up with, the next day they don't answer their phone.
Yeah, we've been burned a couple times.
Yeah, we deserve better than that stuff.
So. Absolutely.
Hold on. We're going to get Josh to get your number. Hold on. All right. We might have a Boys Against the Girls contestant
good.
For tomorrow. And the girls can win the month tomorrow, too.
What are you guys handing out for Halloween?
I don't know. I don't even know if Gretch has bought the candy yet. I'll have to find out.
Smarties.
I don't think so because I haven't
doing Smarties.
I have to do thumbs down on the Smarties, and I kind of like them.
Chalk rolls, as my wife calls them. Little chalk bites. She was so mad when I brought the bags of Smarties home. She's like, "You're handing those out?" Ugh.
Oh, that's funny. Chalk.
You're handing chalk out.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I got to find out what we're doing.
Yeah, find out.
What can I pilfer?
You know, you said she makes those really good biscuits. Maybe she could just toss some biscuits out.
Oh, my God.
You can shoot them like basketballs into the little bags.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I'll tell you what, where we live, biscuits would be a
hit. It's
the
thing. Yeah.
The kids would be going down the street saying, "Hey,
we got little biscuits.
Over at the Testa's house, they got biscuits."